You're looking at a piece called National Velvet by artist John McEnroe, installed in 2008. Let's give John a call and ask him some questions about National Velvet. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. And you, sir, are ubiquitous. I mean, your work is at the Colorado Convention Center, the Dry Creek Light Rail Station, the Omar Blair Charter School, and now another work of yours is near downtown at the 16th Street Bridge over I-25, where 16th Street meets Platt Street. You are everywhere nowadays, aren't you?
Yes, I'm pretty busy. Eventually, the city will get tired of looking at John McEnroe's.
Oh, I doubt that, John. Hey, if you will, please, describe the new piece that's downtown, the one that you call National Velvet.
Sure. When you're down there, people always ask, what is it? And, well, it's essentially a nexus between representational objects and abstract form. It's a composition of sandbags, and the process is known as unit construction, when you take an object and use it over and over again, such as bricks in a building.
Well, you are known for your unorthodox approach to materials and forms. So why these materials, why these forms for this piece?
Well, one of the reasons was that this was a low-budget project, and unit construction is a cheap way to produce form. But fortunately, the unit I chose or invented is mutable. It's changeable. It's not the same shape over and over again because it's fluid and plastic.
So, John, what are you trying to say with this piece exactly?
Well, there's no overt meaning. It's most important to remember that this project was sponsored as a work in progress, as allowing the artist to explore and do what an artist does in the studio without having to come to the table with any hard, fast designs or even hard, fast concepts. It has more to do with exploration and the idea of bringing contemporary art out of the museum and into the public.
So did you have a conception of what you wanted to do, or did you just kind of go with the flow and it turned out the way it turned out?
Well, over the course of making the biggest piece, which is the final that you see at the bridge, there were as many as 14 or 15 other objects made, some smaller. Well, all of them were smaller. Some of them were similar in scale. So this one was selected from multiple attempts at this method of building.
You had mentioned that you're a studio artist as well. So how do you approach studio art versus something like National Velvet, which you conceive and you make for the public realm?
Well, more and more, it is my feeling that public art needs to be no different than work you would find in a museum or in an important private collection. And I'm trying as best I can to make raucous public art in no different in concept than it would be for a gallery exhibition. Just the scale's bigger, the materials are a little tougher, a little more durable, but hopefully the work is just as aggressive and just as conceptually difficult.
John, is there a website where people can see samples of your art and read more about you?
Sure. You can find me at www.plusgallery.com and also at johnmcenroeart.com.
Well, John, it's been a pleasure. Appreciate all the work you've done and appreciate your time.
Excellent. Thank you.
For more information about the Denver Office of Cultural Affairs Public Art Program, please visit www.denvergov.org/public art or call 720-865-4313. The mission of the Denver Office of Cultural Affairs is to advance the arts and culture in the city and county of Denver. Thank you for calling.